from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Richard Coffin. An avalanche accident in southern BC has claimed a second victim. Constable Matthew Nolet of Hearst died of injuries at a Kelowna hospital on Saturday. Nelson, BC Police Chief Donovan Fisher provided an update.
We've lost a second officer, as well as a friend and a part of our Nelson police family. It has been truly devastating. Constable Nolet worked for the Nelson Police Department for just over a year, coming to us from Calgary, where he was a police officer for the year before. He'll be greatly missed by all of us.
Nolet had been a member of the Nelson BC Police Force for about a year after moving from Calgary. In a statement, the Ontario Provincial Police Association says it was saddened at the news and is thinking about Nolet's parents, Gino and Jen, who are fellow association members. Timmins Pride wants to be more inclusive in the region. It set up a steering committee with members from Kappus Casing and Kirkland Lake to address needs of the 2SLGBTQ plus community. Pride President Matthew Villeneuve says it's important to keep the group small so those areas can be properly taken care of.
So we're just looking for those key spots. And as we go along, we are addressing places like Cochrane and Hearst and things like that, while Kappus Casing is the main focus for that area.
Villeneuve adds that Timmins Pride wants to create a larger services hub to include the entire north and give the community better access. He adds that people contact them looking for help, but often have to refer to the larger centers in the south. Wrapping up our look at the history of the Timmins Museum National Exhibition Center now with a look to the future. Director Curator Karen Bachman says you can rely on it continuing a lot of programming.
This year we've got some wonderful exhibitions. We're featuring a lot of local and regional artists. We're working with the Indigenous community on developing a number of projects as well.
If they're not about Timmins history, give them time. Ontario residents who needed to see a doctor did not flood to emergency departments during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. A study by the Ontario Medical Association shows that when many family doctors switched to virtual visits, it did not lead to an increase in emergency room visits. In a statement, the OMA president says this proves that the strain on ERs is not associated with patients not being able to see their doctors in person. Almost 100 sports scholars are calling on the federal government to open an independent inquiry into sport in Canada. The letter signed by both Canadian and global sports academics. The scholars against abuse in Canadian sport urgently asked for the inquiry after widespread reports of sexual, physical, and psychological abuse of athletes throughout the nation's sports system. The group says without an independent inquiry, the government's allowing Sport Canada to investigate itself. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.